The Herod Quarry Car. On the grounds of Kootenai Brown Pioneer Village, behind the Dukhobor Bathhouse, sits a small standard-gauge railway truck in-state on its original tracks. This is known locally as the Quarry Car. This was a wooden mining car, which was one of many that saw service on a small spur line that stemmed off of the Canadian Pacific Railway's Crow's Nest branch. Despite the small size of the car, it was capable of carrying some very impressive cargo loads, and the massive sandstone rock upon it weighs approximately 8 metric tons. The Herod Quarry was opened in 1899 on the Starlight Ranch on the Pincher Creek between the town and the Piconi Reserve. Though known as Herod's Quarry, the site had been mined for quite a few years before Charles Herod, a journeyman carriage builder, bought the Starlight Ranch and moved his family there from England in 1907. The sandstone rock mined and cut on site were transported by rail on the spur line and thence on the main line to Pincher City. There, the cut stones were transferred to heavy wagons and then laboriously moved with teams into town to the construction sites. Sandstone rock was used to construct the LaBelle store in 1904, the Union Bank in the winter of 1906-1907, and two other stone houses which still reside in Pincher Creek. All of these projects were supervised by stonemason George Lanchberry Dorr. Amid the pre-World War I economic slump, demand for sandstone ended, and Herod's Quarry was closed in 1914. Now, one of several park benches at the village that you can see is constructed of Herod's Quarry sandstone. The main reason for sandstone construction was purely to protect from fire, which plagued wooden buildings in towns like Pincher Creek and across the Alberta Plains in the early 1900s. The 1904 LaBelle store did survive such a fire, although it lost its third upper story. And to this day, the former LaBelle store, which is currently the Royal Canadian Legion on Main Street in Pincher Creek, char marks of that fire can be seen on its western exposure.